funny though. It's funny how Harlem is mad small, but we internationally like.
Yeah.
And it's because of the money.
Internationally alone, because a lot of niggas had to come here to get their respect. Like, if you was getting money in New York, you had to come up to a Harlem nigga. Mm-hmm. A Harlem nigga had to see if you was getting money. Now, you got to get blessed into this money whole game here. Mm-hmm. You understand? Yeah, you might have a Ferrari where you at, right? You might have that nice car where you at, but you probably the only nigga over there with that. You come to Harlem, you're going to see about 30 niggas with that car, or even some different rims on the niggas inside the seat. Harlem nigga not going to copy no other nigga. Even if they got the same car, his shit not going to look nothing like yours. He can't be under no nigga shadow, mm-hmm. a Harlem nigga. That's why Harlem niggas really ain't making it in the rap game. Them niggas don't listen. It's hard to get you a Harlem nigga to bow down. It's like, we wasn't raised like that. We was raised to stand up as black people up this motherfucker. You understand? Back in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and all that, when everybody else was being freaking bombarded with racism, niggas in Harlem was getting money. Niggas had clubs and all that, cotton club niggas up here singing, jazz and all that coming through. You had the motherfucking money flowing through this motherfucker. Harlem niggas was thinking different.